You're listening to the CyberWire Network, powered by N2K.
And now a word from our sponsor, Sixth Sense. Sixth Sense provides award-winning cloud-based automated endpoint and vulnerability management solutions to streamline IT and security operations. With its advanced platform, businesses gain complete visibility and control over their infrastructure, reducing IT and security risks and optimizing operational efficiency. With Sixth Sense, you'll get real-time alerts, risk-based vulnerability prioritization and remediations, and an intuitive automation and orchestration engine so you can focus on your core business goals, confident in the knowledge that your enterprise is secure, compliant, and running smoothly. Visit sixthsense.com to learn why enterprises choose them.
The word is Agile Software Development Method. Spelled Agile, as in the ability to move quickly and freely. Software, as in computer programs designed to perform well-defined functions. Development, as in the people, process, and technology used in creating, designing, deploying, and supporting software. And method, as in a particular procedure for accomplishing a task. Definition: a software development philosophy that emphasizes incremental delivery, team collaboration, continual planning, and continual learning. Example sentence: Agile is a mindset that drives an approach to software development. Origin and context. In 1956, Herbert Bennington invented the first version of the waterfall software development method. Interestingly, Bennington didn't get credit for his work early on. Another guy, Dr. Winston Royce, in 1970, got the credit when he published a criticism of the model that didn't even mention it by name. But the paper had nice diagrams that showed the process, requirements, analysis, design, implementation, testing, and operations, all flowing from top to bottom, just like a waterfall. In 1976, Bell and Taylor referred to the Royce diagrams as the waterfall model, and the name stuck to Dr. Royce. In 1985, the U.S. Department of Defense adopted the waterfall model as a requirement for all contractors, despite Royce's criticism, and started a period of ponderous iceberg-like progress in producing software. The impact was that many programming projects took years to finish, and the team spent as much time documenting the requirements as they did writing code. In the 1990s, some rebel developers started experimenting with ways to improve the process. They began toying with the Rational Unified Process in 1994, the Scrum in 1995, and Extreme Programming in 1996. But in February 2001, 17 men, and yes, they were all men, we can have a longer discussion later about the misogyny of the IT community in the early 2000s. They all traveled to Utah for a long weekend of skiing and discussions about building software. The result was the Agile Manifesto, a rejection of the waterfall model and an embracement of the idea of producing real working code as a milestone of progress. The manifesto laid out four key values: individuals and interactions over process and tools, working software over comprehensive documentation, customer collaboration over contract negotiation, and responding to change over following a plan. The Agile method helped push big software development ideas like infrastructure as code, DevOps, and DevSecOps. And the impact was that the waterfall method produced new code once every 3 years or so. The Agile method made it possible for 10 new deployments a day. Nerd reference. In 2009, Stanford University's eCorner interviewed Barbara Liskov, one of computing science's founding mothers, who received the Association of Computing Machinery's Turing Award in 2008 for her contributions to solving the software crisis of the 1980s. She had this to say about her work and the work done by others to solve the problem.
I was at NIDR, and they do research for the government, and I was asked to look into this problem that the government was interested in, namely what to do about the software crisis. So the software crisis was people would build big programs, and they wouldn't work. They'd spend millions of dollars, hundreds of man years, and in the end, they'd have to scrap the whole thing. And actually, in the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, you could read in the newspaper about these fiascos. Companies such and such, you know, spent all this money, and now they've had to throw the whole thing away. So the software crisis was a really big problem, and I was asked to start thinking about this. And so I started to look into this field. It's called programming methodology. Of course, I read all the papers that existed, and there were some really good people working in that field. There was Edsger Dijkstra, Tony Hoare, Dave Parnas. I mean, these were very good people, and they were writing papers about how do you break up a program into pieces so that you can reason about it. The problem that they were worried about was software programs are huge. They were huge then, you know, millions of lines of code. They're even bigger today. There's no way that you can make sense of something that big. You have to have a way of breaking it up into small pieces that you can work on independently, reason about independently, and that somehow you put the whole thing together and it works. And nobody knew how to do that.
Word Notes was written by Sammy Diggs and Tim Nodar, executive produced by Peter Kilpe, and edited by John Petrick and me, Rick Howard. The mix, sound design, and original music have all been crafted by the ridiculously talented Elliot Peltzman. Thanks for listening.
Hey everybody, today I want to highlight a name that all of us know well, and that is our sponsor, Splunk. You need to keep operations humming around the clock, but potential disruptions are everywhere. Splunk helps you predict problems and find and fix issues fast so you can reduce risk and ditch downtime. The world's largest enterprises rely on Splunk's unified security and observability platform to become more efficient, resilient, and innovative. With Splunk, you can react quickly, evolve faster, and be ready for anything. Stay ahead of disruptions. Learn more at splunk.com/resilience. And we thank Splunk for sponsoring our show.